public because you can handle the truth.
Say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on yet again a very wet monsoon UK, Saturday, the 21st of December 2019, 3 days before Christmas. How about that? But no, quite a packed program today, as I'm coming through on a promise of last week. Later on in this hour and the second hour, I'll be playing some devastating documentary radio from Ralph Nader interviewing a whistleblower from Boeing. And I tell you, friend, do you think the Boeing Max problem is a problem? Wait till you hear the rest of it about the Dreamliner. Whoa, and a very, very brave whistleblower, John M. Barnett. But that'll be later on in the program. But this week, it never stops. It never stops. We've had the... what's going to happen? I'll read it out now in a few minutes. These are five quick things I'll deal with before we go to the Ralph Nader about Boeing story. The planned gun grab in Virginia. I'll be coming to that first item today. That has to be the start of civil war in America. I'll read that article out. And then the Trump's end of free speech. All these flunkies and going to his meetings. Trump, I mean, do they raise any issues? Somebody says, you meet a Trump supporter, one, and you've met them all. The end of free speech decree whereby anti-Israel is anti-Semitic. That is not on. That kind of crap is started by the Jewish community worldwide to cover the financial collapse that's going to happen. That, oh, it's not the Jews, it's not the Jews. We're talking about extremism here. And the 5G executive order, Deborah Tavares has fished that out. I'll have that read that as well. And then, just for high comedy, I was just saying to Dave, our tech genius, who works alongside Ken, the insane declaration, wait to hear this, by Nature magazine. That used to be a magazine of scientific status. Nature magazine have declared that Greta Thunberg is one of the top 10 people in science. Well, at that stage, you could use Nature magazine as toilet paper, hang it on the toilet, and maybe get it reprinted on toilet rolls. That would be an idea. But that this is how insane the world has gone. And the last item I want to deal with, I want to clarify the massive implications of Boris Johnson's win, which most people on RBN who deal with Trump and the like don't seem to get. I wrote a two-page piece to someone in RBN this week. I got no reply, of course. But 60, they keep, just to correct, he has a 90-seat majority, Boris Johnson. He has the 650 seats in the House of Commons. 10 have not got a vote. That's the 7 Sinn Féin. They don't take their seats. And 3 of them are speakers. They don't have a vote. Boris is a casting vote. That's 640. And Boris Johnson got... So 640 minus 365, that's his Conservative Party, equals 275. And the difference is 90 seats. They keep saying on Fox News that Boris Johnson's 80-seat majority. He has 90. And as I was pointing out today, he has the Ulster unions as well, even though they've fallen out slightly over Brexit. They have 8 seats, so he has 98-seat majority, nearly 100-seat majority. He can do what he likes, and he's been threatening. They've voted through the exit bill. It's gone through Parliament there on Friday. It's gone through, boom. Now, there's declarations to take. That takes a month to come into play, the 31st of January. So we should have, as they say in this country, a piss up in a brewery, a good booze up on the 31st. It's a Friday night, by the way. That's very suitable. But things, Johnson is in a commanding position, and I'm dealing with this wrong way around, but I'll deal with it anyway. Said it was the last item of mine today, but Johnson is running with a massive majority, and he can really, really push his weight around Europe. And it'll give life to what they call the Visegrad group. That's the four countries, Poland, Hungary. Hungary's the lead group, Czechoslovakia, and the Slovak Republic. They're under threat from the EU for forming a special group because they don't like the EU, but it'll probably give Poland, I wonder about the Poles, but more like Hungary, first of all, to leave the European Union. So they won't have their European army formed in time. That'll take 2 or 3 years, but which they were secretly calling, and they must be kicking themselves to let it out of the bag a few years ago. They said, no, no, an army. What we need is a rapid response group, rapid response military unit. That's to put down uprisings in the EU, okay? But again, I have to compliment the UK column, Brian Gerrish, Mike Robinson, David Scott, and David Ellis and co, and Thompson, what do you call it, Alex Thompson. They do a fantastic investigative journalism, and sorry, an American amongst them, which is Patrick Henningsen. You'll see him on Russia Today. I know these people, have met them. Do forensic examination of these details. If you want true quality documentary news radio 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, UK Column News. Their site is ukcolumn.org, which there's a mine of information on, but accurate, true news. Definitely. But I won't go back and skip the next article. This Greta Thunberg, we're just reading my notes, which I usually write for the first 10 minutes of the program. And Greta Thunberg is now, according to Nature magazine, one of the top. Really, I will come to that article. Well, I'll come to it now. Here it is. Pulls out to the rubbish pile here. The little demon child, a child actress as she is, at her parents are theatrical agents who got her this job from the Illuminati banks. Greta Thunberg, one of nature's top 10 people in science, 2019. Ryan Morrison is writing this article. Climate, just from the Daily Mail. Climate change activist Greta Thunberg has been named one of the 10 most influential people in science in 2019 by journal Nature. The 16-year-old has been named alongside a new neurologist who brought pig brains back to life and a paleontologist who shook up humanity's family tree. She's on this level now, would you believe? The prestigious British science journal, Nature magazine, which celebrated its 150th anniversary this year, says the Swedish campaigner channeled the rage of a generation. Oh, really? Well, she's actually been also a government-created thing called Extinction Rebellion. And they're even in this crappy town I live in Wales here. And they're insane. Most of them are geriatrics. I think if you got jilted in a love affair with 30 years ago, join Extinction Rebellion and take revenge on society. It's all full of people like that. She has outshone, this is Nature magazine, she has outshone scientists who couldn't galvanize global attention the way she did, and many are cheering her along. Well, the most scientists, you morons, in Nature magazine have signed disclosure agreements. They say nothing, tell barefaced lies, or put out disinformation. So if you're looking for scientists to support a horrendously important issue in Nature or in science, you're looking at about 10% of them, maybe, if they have the guts to do it. It's like looking for doctors that will tell the truth. Best of luck with that. The 10 most influential list includes a physicist building quantum computers. That's a fair ability, I have to say. A biologist editing genes in adult humans, and a microbiologist fighting Ebola. But in amongst them now, they're putting Greta Thunberg. This is science and society gone mad. And it's a climate change activist Thunberg pictured at the CO2, that's the picture, event in Madrid, yeah. Yeah. and the list of names, which I don't know, but they've put her in a list of names with 2, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 10. Greta Thunberg, Ricardo Galvao, a scientist, Sandra Diaz, scientist, Victoria Caspi, a proven scientist, Needan Sestan, scientist, Jean Jacques Tamfun, a scientist, Hong Yi Ten, a Chinese scientist, and Halle Salisi, another Halle Salisi, Johannes Halle Salisi, he's a major scientist, John Martinez, and Wendy Rogers, just for the record. That's who she's been put in with there. These are all eminent scientists, if you're saying what they've done. But that's what they're saying. Nature says Thunberg is on the list because, due to the way she was able to focus attention on how nations weak effects on the slow global warming, which isn't happening. This is like the definition of a theologist, a theologian. The definition is, it's like a theologian is like a blind man in a dark room looking for a black cat that wasn't there in the first place. That's where we've arrived in science and reality today, so-called virtual reality. Well, you know, people put on these virtual reality visors to look at virtual reality. Well, look, you don't need it. Just look around you at the crap that's going on. And the fake news attackers are the people pushing fake news, you know. And CNN allowed to continue broadcasting as a vile, the most vile hate speech ever invented is via CNN. And they're the people talking about hate speech. Whew, shocking. But the article goes on and on about these things. And it said, Greta has Asperger's and ADHD, but has often spoken on how her conditions have acted as a motivator instead of a source of depression. Well, that's only a detail. Don't wish that on anybody. I have no aggro towards the little person that is Greta Thunberg. But to be putting her up largely to intimidate and disturb young children at school, which is outrageous turmoil to create. And like the BBC showing polar bears standing on a square meter of ice, and then the summer ice collapse on the cliffs of Antarctica. Barefaced lies. Thank you, David Shuckman. I mean, absolute appalling crap the BBC put out about the climate, global warming. And one thing I'm going to send to Brian Gerrish. I was looking at, let me get this right, a video today, which was, it was a science video, which was 11, 12 minutes, and the last 33 seconds was a paid ad by the BBC pushing global warming. I'm going to attach it also to a five-minute piece that UK Column did, a new video for schools, What's Your Climate Plan? What's Your Climate Plan? An intimidating, dark video with all sorts of innuendo in it. Absolutely shocking. But anyway, come on to this article here. It says, you have no idea what's coming. Virginia Democrats to unleash a martial law attack on 2A counties using roadblocks to confiscate firearms and spark a shooting war. Right? And Mike Adams is writing this article himself, December 19, right up to this week. And he's saying, after passing extremely restrictive anti-gun legislation in the early 2020, Virginia has a plan to deploy roadblocks at both country and state levels to confiscate firearms from law-abiding citizens at gunpoint, of course, as part of a deliberate effort to spark a shooting war with citizens. Sources are now telling Natural News. And since some might choose to dismiss such claims as speculation, but these sources now say that Virginia has been chosen as the deliberate flashpoint to ignite the civil war that's being engineered by globalists. The end game is to unleash a sufficient amount of violence to call for UN occupation of America and overthrow President Trump and the Republic. Right? Such action will, of course, also result in an attempted nationwide confiscation of all firearms from private citizens, since all gun owners will be labeled domestic terrorists if they resist. Oh, this is the basis of a civil war, friends. Such an language is already... Talk about being baiting people to provoke them. This is it. Such language is already being used by the Democratic legislators in the state of Virginia. The Democratic-run impeachment of President Trump is a necessary component for this plan, since the scheme requires Trump supporters to be painted as enraged domestic terrorists who are seeking revenge for impeachment. This is how the media will spin the story when the armed Virginians stand their ground and refuse to have their legal firearms confiscated by police, state goons running Fourth Amendment violation roadblocks, etc. And there's more and a lot more in this article. Mike Adams has on his site, it's on the second item on the site, it's about the gun grab and the state of America, and the, really it's about it is about the plan to take out Trump by the Democrats, and it's quite alarming, and it's worth going to see. I'll call it out. I'll just carefully minimize my screen, and I'll go to it, and I'll call it out on Natural News. Here it is coming up now. The name of the article is "Do you hello? Yep. Excuse me. It's called "Do You Believe Me Now?" Democrats actively rolling out scheme to remove Vice President Mike Pence so they can install Nancy Pelosi, then Hillary Clinton as president. A criminal coup is here now. Go to naturalnews.com, second story on the list. And that's what is going on. But I believe it. I see enough evidence of it. Absolutely no doubt about it. I got my screen up. But the gun confiscation roadblocks are almost sure to start a shooting war. Roadblocks will be set up in two types of locations, are telling Natural News. One, on roads entering the state of Virginia from neighboring states that have high gun ownership, such as Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. And two, main roads, highways, and interstates that enter the Pro 2A, I don't know if that is Second Amendment, obviously, counties, which have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. With over 90 counties now recognizing some sort of Second Amendment sanctuary status, virtually the entire state of Virginia will be considered enemy territory by the tyrants in Richmond who are trying to pull off this insidious scheme. As the map shows below, every green county has passed a Second Amendment resolution, one kind or another. As you can see, nearly the entire state of Second Amendment Second Amendment counties completely surrounded by Democrats tyrants who run the capital in Richmond. I don't want to check something on the screen. Okay, oh my God, a lot of stuff here. okay, we'll read that later on the break. Virginia Second Amendment sanctuary counties. But just to remind you, this article is on Natural News again. It's titled, "You Have No Idea What's Coming, Virginia Democrats to Unleash Martial Law Attack on 2A Counties Using Roadblocks to Confiscate Firearms." Now, this is a very detailed article. So go to Natural News again, and you'll see the header and the paramilitaries, etc. But the purpose of the roadblocks to repeat has nothing to do with public safety or enforcing any law. It's all about, all set up to spark a violent uprising against Virginia Democrats and whatever law enforcement goons were willing to go along with it, etc., etc., etc. And it goes on and on and on. So the enemies of America want to turn the entire country into a UN-occupied war zone. Well, the thing is, this has to be stood up against, absolutely. And unless all the militias in America come together, such as they are, what Mike Adams is saying on his video, he has a name for those videos, Counterthink, a very good one today, that this is it. People have to start standing up to this now. And he was saying his own estimate is about the lower ranks in the army support Trump. The top ranks, hanging on to their big salaries, will go along with this because they're gutless, and that'll be the divide in the American military when this war starts. And they're setting out to do it. There's no better way than this for doing it. Absolutely. Just reading some notes here. Okay. Yeah. But that's have to inform you of that. That's what's going on. But we're coming up to a break soon. And there's a take action against Trump's end of free speech. I'll do that one after the break. And finally, the 5G notification. That has now been found. Trump did issue an executive order to fast-track 5G, right? So somebody please tell me, on what level is Trump draining the swamp and looking up for us? Okay, we go to this first break of the day. And we'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, very good. Now we're coming back in with our friend Ackerbolt. Stranger on the Shore. But just one more story now on this section before we go to the Ralph Nader broadcast. We're doing three today, 12-minute, 3-minute, and a 49-minute. And this is the last story, to take action against Trump's end of free speech, because that's what it is, to sign an executive order to say that anti-Israel speech is hate speech or anti-Semitic is an outrage. I mean, the evidence against Trump now is shocking. It's a joke. And these clowns who go to his rallies, and none of this is raised, right? I mean, what's going on? President Trump's recent executive order is the text of a Jewish ADL's Anti-Semitism Act, Awareness Act, S-852, recently rejected by the U.S. Senate for committee consideration. See the Senate bill here, etc., etc. S-852. Can make a hate criminal of any student, teacher, administrator, or even employee of U.S. public education who strongly criticizes Israel. It says that Israel and the extreme Jews, and there are good and bad Irish, British, American, Indians, all races, etc. But I'm talking about the extremist Illuminati Jews who have run the financial system, which John Stockmiller has done a 13-hour documentary on, the Zionist situation, and who they are, what they are in Hollywood, in the banking system. And it is shocking. It took 13 hours to do it from a very experienced broadcaster. and it's an RBN, and if anybody has the guts to run it, but no, the people would rather run around with jingoistic phrases and attack people with phrases. But again, I'm half thinking about the victory this week on the 12th of December, this election, which was took place in the middle of a gale and rainstorm and horrendous weather, and nearly 70% of the UK public went out and voted, and they kicked all the Remainers out of Parliament. Hooray! And Boris Johnson now has the biggest majority, I think, in the world of any, and he'll get 2 5-year terms out of this, easy 10 years. So, thank God, Britain has a solid, stable government. Like or dislike Johnson, a bit of a shyster, of course he is, but this is really good. And the European Union, he can really stand up to them. But Trump better play his part on that, I tell you. But anyway, go on about this. The Jewish students on campuses can be attacked now. At least the morons, the students who have been looking for safe spaces. Well, now they've got themselves a prison. They then can be punished under the harsh anti-discrimination rules of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Oh, dear. As a threat to Christians. Oh, yeah, the Pope. This Pope is an absolute Satanist. Reading some of the stuff today, I haven't got it ready for this program, but shocking. And a Church of England bishop who used to be the direct. He used to be a bishop to the Queen directly. And he's left the Church of England because it's not Christian. He joined the Catholic Church. Well, the stupid man has jumped from the frying pan into the fire. But that's another day's work. I have a pull down here among so many articles. I have enough material that any day I do this program for 10 hours if you want it. But anyway, there you are. The S-852 also has Christians as its primary target. It contains 11 examples by which the US government can identify and prosecute any Christian in public education who is deemed to be an anti-Semitic hate criminal. Whoa, in brackets. Making such determination is simple, according to S-852. 852 example 9, it says any Christian who agrees with the frequent New Testament claims of Jews killing Jesus is guilty of classical anti-Semitism. This is worse than Hanukkah's Germany and Stalinism. Most Jews believe that the Christian charge that the Pharisees persuaded the Romans to kill Christ smears Jews as Christ killers. Well, it was one person, I thought it was Judas, who led that, leading directly to the Holocaust, since the anti-Semitic New Testament led to so much Jewish suffering, etc., SF-52. Well, if they want to discuss that and properly, they should do it with scholars. And after World War II, the Americans took in all the Nazi scientists under Operation Paperclip in America and gave them top jobs, and the Catholic Church took the Nazis who worked in scientists into the Catholic Church and made them bishops. Right? So that should be dealt with as well. And the Irish famine of the 1850s was carried out by two colonial powers, colonial Britain, which I don't confuse with the Britain of today, which I'm part of, and the Catholic Church. They ordered up the famine, the penal laws, etc., etc. That's, of course, the evidence that is buried in the Foreign Office. But I know two world-class archivists, and I may get to touch them sometime soon. I can locate them. I've lost touch with them. But all that has to be gone into for real history. I wonder how the modern-day students could cope with that information, right? Discerning what is, you know. But this S-852 ADL hate crime is designed to entrap Christians. Yeah, it's entrapment, 100% entrapment. It must, by command of the president, be considered to provide the fairest, most enlightened and workable standards by which not only the U.S. Department of Education, but all levels of government help him, as Pastor John Hagee vowed, to root out and destroy the curse of unrestrained criticism of Israel. Well, Hagee was a recruit of the Zionists, etc., etc., as is Trump and his family. So, I mean, we're living in absolute horror, a living horror story. And all the rest is just choreographed crap to entertain people, including Trump's rallies. But there you are. Anyway, there's three more pages, but we'll leave it at that. We go to this break, and then we come to the Ralph Nader story of Boeing after that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Bill and only you. Okay, we'll go to what the mainstay of this week's program is to be about. And this is about the Boeing. Everybody has heard about the Boeing MAX problem. Oh, yeah. And they've grounded those MAX planes. What they don't know is about the Boeing Dreamliner, which is worse. And then that Ralph Nader does the program on a network. And he's interviewing on, well, the first one is his own description. Ken has it there. It's a 12.19 minute piece. And if we can go to that now, as soon as possible, we listen to that, and that gives a broad explanation of the overview of the situation. Ralph Nader on his radio cast. Okay. Yeah, 12:19. Okay, it's coming up now. Any second now. Okay.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader has been a longtime critic of the FAA, but unfortunately now it's personal. Nader's grandniece was aboard the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed earlier this month, shortly after takeoff, killing more than 150 people. New York Times now reporting that the 737 MAX plane, as well as the one that crashed in Indonesia, last year lacked two safety features that cost airlines extra to have on board. And then days after the crash, Nader posted an open letter to Boeing on his website calling for the company to ground its 737 MAX 8 planes. And in a recent interview with the Wall Street Journal, Nader suggested he's looking for any Boeing whistleblowers that might exist to come forward. Mr. Nader joins us this morning on the Squawk Newsline, and it's good to have you, Mr. Nader, and condolences on your grandniece. It's a personal issue for you now, and that's sad to hear.
That's a devastating. She had leadership, compassion, and intellectual rigor written all over her. Only 24 years old, and just was fearless in helping people, and she wanted to improve world health. And had worked in Africa, and when she was getting her degree in University of Copenhagen, and great in emergencies, the kind of leadership, Joe, that we look for in younger generations. She even had published papers in professional journals and was in high demand at professional conferences. So yeah, it's a devastating loss to her family, her many friends, all the passengers and crew, and the people who won't be helped by her in future years.
Yeah. Hard to imagine the grief for her family at that age. Let me ask you just the crux of the issue, Mr. Nader. Do you think it's the relationship between FAA and Boeing, and we understand how that works. As a country, we're in competition constantly with other manufacturers, Airbus, China, et cetera. And is that where the real issue lies, would you think, some type of incestuous relationship between the FAA and Boeing, or is it more in Boeing or the FAA individually where you think the problem lies?
Well, it's what the Inspector General, Department of Transportation, put out reports in recent years. They're too cozy with the FAA is too cozy with Boeing, and it's gone to an absurd length where Boeing picks its own inspectors. The FAA doesn't even pick its own inspectors. They're there in the factory, and they're pointing out different parts, and one Boeing employee says, oh, I think this meets the standard. The other one says, I, as a representative of the U.S. government, endorse it, and then the FAA rubber stamps it. That's not regulation. That's the fox in charge of the chicken coop. And the fact that President Trump issued this executive order, 13771, after he was inaugurated, to knock out two regulations for every new one, has thrown these health and safety agencies into chaos. And believe it or not, and Forbes pointed this out yesterday, Forbes magazine, that Trump was cutting budgets. He wanted to cut the FAA budget, to cut the staff, and shove all the regulatory responsibility on Boeing. So that's what led to this kind of environment. And once you have a business strategy to try to compete with Airbus, and you rush it, which is what Boeing did, here's the quick sequence. You want to sell the plane. So you have more seats. It creates a need for larger engines and into configuration, which affects the aerodynamics, which induces this flawed software, this time bomb software. And they say to the airlines, hey, this is just a minor modification. We don't have to give you detailed manuals for your pilots. We don't have to insist that your pilots be trained. You'll save all this money and buy this plane. It's better than Airbus. That's what happened.
Ralph, there's a story in the New York Times today that points out that many of the safety features that some planes have are not sold in others, that Boeing actually charges these as upgrades that go down, that in many of these countries don't have regulators saying you need these things. You think
that's right. They offer it as optional. What is this, like a car? They offer optional the warning light in case the sensors misfire and start pushing the nose of the airplane down against the will of the pilots. I mean, just imagine the horror of that. Pilots trying to push it upward, and this software is pushing it down. So they made the light optional. They made the indicator optional. They're going to change that now. My message to Boeing is really quite simple. All the grisly details are going to come out. They're going to come out with congressional hearings, with Department of Transportation hearings, with whistleblowers, with tort lawsuits, with the media on top of it. So Boeing, in its own interest, better behave accordingly. in the coming months, and not try to fight it, not try to use its 100 full-time lobbyists in Washington to get its way, not to keep pumping money into over 300 members of Congress who take campaign cash, and they better strain out, because once a plane gets a stigma, like the 737 MAX 8 and 9, one seat, consumers organize a boycott. Once they say to the airlines they don't want to fly this plane, it's going to be very hard for Boeing to turn it around. So the CEO of Boeing, in Japan, the CEO would have resigned. The CEO of Boeing better strain out and stop looking at this as a lobbying and public relations challenge only.
Ralph, the plane was approved to fly by many, many aviation authorities around the world. What do you make of that particular aspect?
Well, they take the lead from the U.S., because it's a U.S. plane, and in past years, the Boeing 737 in the U.S. has had a good safety record, less so in other countries, and so they just rubber stamp the FAA. They don't have the facilities in a lot of these developing countries to do otherwise. But now it's changing. I mean, now the image of the FAA and the reputation of Boeing are at stake. And what they really should have done was gone to the 737-900, had a cleaner slate plane, but they thought that would take too much time, and they were losing sales to the Airbus competitor. It's all about rushing. It's all about profits. It's all about telling the airlines this is an easy fix. You don't have to spend time. You know, there was a pilot on the hotline to the NSA, excuse me, on the hotline to NASA. They have a traditional on hotline so they can tell NASA what happened in the air episode. And one of the pilots called in and said that the training manual for the 737 MAX, quote, was criminally insufficient, unquote. So the Justice Department, the FBI, are investigating. This is not just a civil matter. It's a criminal matter.
Do you think, Ralph, that given the safety record for the last 10, 15 years with Boeing, maybe they earned a lot of goodwill, I guess. Maybe the FAA did, too. I mean, it's pretty staggering how, I mean, these planes are marvels of modern technology, but this looks like it may have been, you know, some of the things that you were talking about may have been at play here. But in general, the safety record is like, you know, compared to anything else you do, it's about the safest thing you can do, right?
It was a good safety record in this country. But, you know, there's such a thing as Boeing pushing the envelope too far, using robotics, using automation, using artificial intelligence to overpower the pilots.
Well, now you sound like the president.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point here,
I'm sure that
is
wasn't
you can have a good safety record, but it's like stretching a rubber band. You know, you stretch the rubber band to meet the purpose around, and then you stretch it, and okay, and then it snaps.
What would the whistleblower, where do you think the whistleblower would come from, and what type of information would you, if this is all obviously just speculation, but what type of information would you expect to garner from a whistleblower? From the FAA, from Boeing, from where?
Well, they're going to come from all over. Some of them will be retired aerospace people. Some will be from Boeing. Some will be from FAA. The congressional committees that are announced investigations have to give subpoenas to these people to protect them from retaliation. And so the Senate and House hearings are going to be starting soon. But what would spill out would be things like this. Who were the technical dissenters? There were apparently heated discussions between Boeing, FAA, pilots, etc. The pilots' union has told the pilots to shut up and not talk to the media. Imagine that. It's like they have no independent conscience of their own. The other thing was, who made the decisions in Boeing? Was it made at the top? Was there pressure from the management, which seems likely, to push the engineers to move fast, get this stuff out, don't put strong manuals in print, don't require pilot training? And then the other thing is, who rubber stamped it in the FAA? The Secretary of Transportation has now opened an investigation on that. And then the other thing that was really critical is why they didn't make these warning indicators and lights standard equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of questions, and there's going to be huge investigations. But some of these investigations can turn into whitewashes. You know, the members of Congress shout in front of the TV at the Boeing executives, and then there's a wink, and then nothing is done. So I think Flyers Rights, which is an offshoot from our older consumer group, the Aviation Consumer Action Group, FlyersRights.org, is what people should go to for consumer protection information. And, gee, we really need a big aviation consumer organization in this country, because in the ultimate analysis, it's the media and the airline passengers that are going to drive this to the truth and prevent other crashes from happening, and to make sure that this artificial intelligence monster does not get out of control and overpower human intelligence.
Ralph, I share your skepticism and concern about a lot of these issues that you've highlighted today, but we don't know all the facts yet, and some of the things that you've said may or may not be borne out.
We do know the facts about inadequate pilot training. You have many pilots quoted in the media recently. We know the facts of inadequate manual. We know the facts that they had safety indicator and lights as options. And above all, we know that there is an anomaly here, that usually Boeing goes from the 737-600, 700, 800, 900. Why didn't they go to the 900? Why did they go to the MAX? And how fast was the process?
My point being that there are still answers that are to come.
There's more answers to come, of course. That's what the investigations are for. But it's pretty troubling to see the business strategy that led to the deaths of those innocent people in Indonesia and Ethiopia.
It's just an outline. And that's a good overview thing. But now, the second piece we're going to play is nearly 3 minutes. And it's Ralph Nader talking about his granddaughter's death in the 737 MAX in Ethiopia. That's the next one. Ken has it there. And it's coming up now. Okay. He gives her a name. 254. Okay, that's the one.
She had leadership written all over her. She had compassion in an intellectually rigorous way. Everybody loved her. She had great personal relations with people, bringing the best out of people, mobilizing them, connecting them. She was multilingual. She was invited to international symposiums to present her knowledge, and she was only 24 years old. Our memories of our wonderful grandniece must not be in vain in the loss of over 340 other innocent people, must not be in vain. Usually airlines and aircraft manufacturers get away with a quick settlement, a little bit of a public relations problem. My message to Boeing is, don't think this is going to happen again. You're going to be brought to justice, and the responsibility will start with the CEO and the managers that made this critically fatal decision for over 350 innocent people in Indonesia and Ethiopia. This Boeing 737 MAX 8 disaster is a harbinger for all technologies that are going to be controlled by artificial intelligence, where the robotics, the arrogance of the algorithms, will take control. And the Boeing experience, where the software took control of the plane in a wrong way, away from its own pilots, was driven to save lives, and we'll never know how many lives will have been lost because she's not going to be helping in a systemic way for the next 50 years.
Okay, that's probably the end of that piece. But that's how Ralph Nader is nearly in tears talking about, if you saw the video, a fabulously good-looking girl and killed needlessly in the Boeing MAX crash in Ethiopia. She was an aid worker. But anyway, we'll go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, very good. And you've heard two pieces there from Ralph Nader. The next we're going in is Ralph Nader himself interviewing. It's a few minutes away. It's over the top of the hour. We're going to play the next hour. The 49-minute piece, we take a break at 23 minutes, so forth. But hear what he said there in the first one there when they were interviewing him. The executive order scrapping safe standards and regulation plays a big part in this. But largely the FAA, I didn't know that Boeing had built another plant in South Carolina. But as they will say in the interview, they did it to get away from hard union rules They employed low-skilled people, and this guy, a very courageous guy, this guy John M. Barnett. Where do you see what he says? I won't spoil the interview by saying it. It will make your hair stand on end. So not only will the public not fly on a Max, S-37 Max, the Dreamliner faults are just coming into play on those aircraft, and they'll start falling out of the sky. So what will happen is, the logic is, that Boeing will have to file within a year at least for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The claim will come in, it'll bankrupt the company, and whether the claims will move on to the FAA, the government are going to have to pay out mega money, etc. But this could be the end of Boeing. I don't know how they're going to dig their way out of this, and Trump as well, dig their way out of this one. Because the evidence, and God bless Ralph Nader, he's 85 years of age, he looks as good as ever, he sounds as good, but he is going after them. Not just because his granddaughter was killed, but he's going after them in a special way, whereby they have the right to call a second congressional hearing. They can demand official investigations into specific safety laws, which will probably hit about 100. And the board of Boeing and the people who you heard them say that they had got in and bribed, most likely, the Airlines Pilots Association to shut their mouths. They're telling the pilots who are giving concern to their own union, we're told to shut up. Right? This is like Big Pharma controlling doctors. The same scenario. As I meant to say that, talking to Ken during the break. The way doctors and GPs, general practitioners, are owned and run by Big Pharma, and they willingly run for them and don't open their mouth about anything about vaccinations or SSRI drugs, etc. They won't even advise people on chlorinated water. It is shocking. And I have two of those coming up, the first program of the new year. Dr. Declan Waugh, who is a world expert on chlorinated water, two of his things, like today, they will make your hair stand on end. So chemtrails, SSRIs, GMO foods, and chlorinated water, it's a wonder we're alive. If you have to pick your steps and avoid 75% of what's out there, that's for sure. But the evidence there is that Boeing could pick their own FAA inspectors to sign off documents. And this guy, Barnett, will tell you a story. He'll tell stories about what they did. It's absolutely shocking. But this flyersrights.org and Ralph Nader, boy, will that get teeth now. And he is working with the relatives of both the 737 MAX flights that crashed. And he's the man to do it, as I say to somebody. He is the most battle-hardened protagonist of all time. But okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and then we come back with Ralph Nader.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to